Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, October 25th, 2018. I'm Sarah Lane. Microsoft released its 2019 financial results today, reporting revenue of $29.1 billion, which is up 19%, and net income of $8.8 billion, an increase of 34%. The company says it's a record first quarter due primarily to strong cloud growth. Other items from the quarter: Surface revenue increased 14% year over year to $1.1 billion. Gaming revenue increased 44%, including a 94% growth in Xbox hardware revenue attributed to the Xbox One X launch. The number of Xbox Live active users has also grown to 57 million in the quarter. In other earnings news, Twitter reported higher than expected earnings and revenue for its third quarter, with earnings per share of 21 cents and revenue of $758 million, up 29% year over year. Advertising revenue in particular reached $650 million, also a yearly increase of 29%. However, monthly active users fell to 326 million, which is down 9 million since Q2, the second quarter in a row that Twitter missed monthly active user estimates. Twitter had warned in last quarter's earnings report that purging locked and fake accounts could have a negative impact on monthly active users and could also be impacted by factors like GDPR, prioritizing the health of a platform, not moving to paid SMS carrier relationships in certain markets, and various technical issues. The New York Times reports that American intelligence indicates that Chinese and Russian spies are often listening to President Trump's conversations that he makes on his personal iPhone rather than the secure White House landline. Anonymous White House sources tell the Times they can only hope Trump refrains from discussing classified information when he is on his iPhone. American spy agencies, the officials said, had learned that China and Russia were eavesdropping on the president's cell phone calls from human sources inside foreign governments and intercepting communications between foreign officials. Officials said the president has two official iPhones that have been altered by the National Security Agency to limit their abilities, but that Trump keeps a third personal phone so he can store his contacts in it. The UK's data watchdog has fined Facebook the maximum penalty for its failure to protect users' personal information in the Cambridge Analytica scandal. That number is just £500,000, or about $644,000, a figure calculated using the UK's outdated 1998 Data Protection Act. Regulators say it would have been significantly higher under the EU's new GDPR regulations, which came into force in the UK in May. Under GDPR, the maximum fine would have been £17 million, or about $22 million, or 4% of Facebook's global turnover. Google Maps now lets users follow their favorite businesses like restaurants or bars or stores. So by tracking a business, a user would get news from those places like upcoming events, special offers, and other updates in the For You tab on Google Maps. Google also says that businesses can also use the Google Maps platform to start reaching potential customers before they open to the public. The New York Times reports that Clorox paid to license information from Kinza, which sells internet-connected thermometers that sync to an app to track fevers and other symptoms. The data showed Clorox which zip codes around the country had increases in fevers and then directed more ads to those areas for products like disinfecting wipes. Kinza says that its thermometers are in more than 500,000 American households, but says its illness data contains no identifying personal information before being passed along to other companies. Critics like the Electronic Privacy Information Center say even though Kinza appears to be using the information in a privacy-compliant manner, federal regulation around how this type of consumer data is handled is needed. Xiaomi launched the Mi Max 3 in Beijing Thursday with a Qualcomm Snapdragon 845 processor, a 6.4-inch 1080p OLED screen, four cameras, and will come in several versions, 6 gigs of RAM with 128 gigabytes of storage, or 8 gigs of RAM with either 128 or 256 gigabytes of storage. A 10-gigabyte model is a Forbidden City Palace Museum Special Edition variant and comes with 256 gigabytes of storage and costs 4,999 won, or about $720. The Mi Max 3 also comes in a 5G version, which Xiaomi says will be the world's first, although it's not expected to launch till the first quarter of next year. Global availability is still in question, but the phone goes on sale first in China on November 1st. And finally, Mozilla released Firefox 63, including enhanced tracking protection, a new feature that blocks third-party trackers to increase privacy. Mozilla previously announced upcoming features like blocking ad tracking software by default and just partnered with Proton VPN to sell subscriptions to a small group of Firefox users. Enhanced tracking protection is off by default. When it's turned on, it gives users the option to block third-party tracking cookies, block all trackers, and of course add exceptions for trusted sites. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. I'm Sarah Lane. Thank you for listening to my hoarse voice, and we'll talk to you next time.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.